Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat, and of course, our podcasts are all brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. If you haven't had an opportunity to check us out, I encourage you do so. We've got a lot of free information on our website, a nice horse to watch list, which is updated every couple of days. And also, we have winning daily selections on our website that you can subscribe to. Check us out, horseracing-selections.com. Okay, let's get you updated. We're coming off of a break. We begin the Hollywood meeting today out at Santa Anita. And so we've had a nice little respite. The track has been maintained, the main track, the training track. And the plant's been given a nice washing down, and we're ready to start the second meeting, the Hollywood meeting, today. First post, 1 o'clock. There are no carryovers. Let's get you caught up with the jockey and trainer standings. Juan Hernandez leads the way with 53 wins, 245 mounts at 22%. Antonio Frasu, 46 wins, 259 mounts at 18%. Flavian Pratt, 42 winners, 160 mounts at 26%. Frankie De Atori, 34 winners, 162 mounts at 21%. Umberto Rispoli rounds out our top five, 28 winners, 154 starters, or mounts rather, at 18%. Turn the page to the trainers. Doug O'Neill continues to lead the way with 30 winners from 163 starters at 18%. Mark Glatt, 29 wins, 105 starters at 28%. Phil D'Amato, 28 winners, 160 starters at 18%. Bob Baffert, 24 winners, 89 starters at 27%. And Steve Knapp, 20 winners, 105 starters at 19%. Okay, let's get to today's card. 9 races on tap, and again, the first post is 1 p.m., and let's get you started here in the first race. This is a mile on the turf. It's a maiden special weight event for cowbred or cow-sired maidens, 3, 4, and 5 years old. The rails today on the turf, folks, are at 30 feet, and we gave the opener a B rating. Let's get you started with your free handicapping seminar here to get you off to a good start on the meet opener, the Hollywood meet today out at Santa Anita. Let's take a look at the opener. Vodka, 5-1 with Kyle Frey. Rhino, 3-1, Umberto Rispoli. Defensor Fortis, 5-1 with Diego Herrera. Special Club, 3-1 with Antonio Frasu. Vols, 12-1 with Mario Gutierrez. Burt's Prospect, 5-2 with Mike Smith, and Maxville, 8-1 with Ricky Gonzalez. Okay, Vodka. We took a pass on this this Stay Thirsty colt, and you know, he's a contender. Again, I've said it many times. If we were to go four deep, this would be our fourth horse. He's got an advantageous post position. And he is looks like he's on the improve as far as numbers go. That was a nice runner-up effort in his last race. And he's got speed, tactical speed, so he should get a good trip here. That is Vodka. Rhino, the two horse, we used him as our third horse here, taking off the blinkers for Juan Landeros. Umberto Rispoli is riding back. And like the rail horse Vodka, Rhino has got tactical speed and figures to get a good trip. They might want to take him back just a little bit and make one run. And that, of course, being why the blinkers are being taken off here, Umberto Rispoli has the call. We used him as our third horse. Defensor Fortis is making his 11th start today as a maiden. And despite the fact that Diego Herrera is riding back for Peter Miller, we tossed this horse. We've seen too many races from him to take him seriously. We've said many times, you know, horses like this, let them win. You know, because when you chase them, and it's not profitable to keep betting a horse that's making his, 11th start without a win. So we passed on the 3, Defensor Fortis. Special Club, we use this as our top horse. He showed improved speed in his last race. He's improving. He's got improving numbers on paper, And Antonio Frasu, who rode him in his debut, is back on board today for Craig Lewis. This is his third start into his return, so he looks very tough to deal with here, that special club. Vols, we passed on him. George Papa Prodromo, this is a horse that's just not in really good form. He didn't prove in his last start when he was back on the mile on the grass, but he ran behind Vodka Vodka, who we passed on in here. He's going to need to improve a lot to be effective here. Burt's Prospect, we used him as our second horse. Mike Smith has taken the call for Sean McCarthy. He figures to get a good trip. The biggest knock on him is he's 0-5. He's had five starts in his career here at Santa Anita. Hasn't been able to get the job done, but he's got two decent works since that last race, both in 48-1. He figures, to be there or thereabouts here. We used him as our second horse. And Maxville, we passed on him as well. He's making his 13th start as a maiden. Can't go there. So how do we see the first race? We used Special Club on top. Burt's Prospect is our second horse. And Rhino rounds out our top three in the opener today at Santa Anita. And that's your free handicapping seminar brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. The second race is 5.5 furlongs on the dirt. It's a claiming event for fillies 3 years old. Fillies and mares, 3, 4, and 5 years old. They've never won two races. We gave this a C-rated rating, and it figures to be a competitive race here, although there's a 7-horse field. It's a competitive one, and so good luck in the second race. The third race, 6 furlongs on the turf, claiming event for 3-year-olds, 3, 4-year-olds, 3, and 4-year-olds and up, which have never won two races. These conditions are getting to be a real mishmash. A claiming price of $25,000, and again, rails at 30 feet. We gave this a B-minus rating. And again, this figures to be a pretty competitive race here. We actually like a horse in here quite a bit in the third race. And again, if you want in on that, visit our website, get in on our paid selections at horseracing-selections.com. The fourth race, maiden special weight, 5.5 furlongs, a B-plus race. This is for cowbred or cow-sired maidens, fillies, and mares, 3, 4, and 5 years old. And taking a quick rundown here, there's 1 5-year-old in here, Riders Candy, who is making her 16th trip to the post without a win. So you know what we like to do with those horses. We just toss them right away. But we do like a first-time starter in here that's been working rather decently in the morning. And we're going to take a shot with him, and or rather with her. And she's a nice little price on the tote. So if we get that, we'll be happy. And we've got our fingers crossed in the fourth race. The fifth race, 6.5 on the turf. It's a claiming event for 4-year-olds and up. Again, the rails are at 30 feet. This is a tag for $40,000. We gave this a B-minus rating. And our pick 6 singleton comes here in the fifth race. The sixth race is a mile for 4-year-olds and upward. And they are in for a tag of 20. We gave this a C-plus rating, and again, we actually really do like another horse in here. So we got 3 or 4 solid plays on this Friday card. So hope that you get in on that, and check us out. Get those paid selections at horseracing-selections.com. The seventh race is a nice 6 furlongs on the turf race. It's a starter allowance event. We gave this a B rating. Rails at 30 feet, and your free podcast play of the day comes in here, and that is Neon Lights for Umberto Rispoli and Steve Knapp. This horse has already shown a fondness for the course with 1 win for 7 career starts. He's got 3 seconds, and he's a consistent hard trier. His work on April 12th at Santa Anita here in 48-1 was deemed very noteworthy by our clockers. So we like the looks here in the seventh race with the 4-horse Neon Lights. And that is your free podcast play of the day brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. The eighth race, a mile, maiden claiming event for 3, 4, and 5 years old. They are in for a tag of 20, and we gave this a C rating. And nice field size in here. This is a competitive race. And we like a horse in here at a nice price. So hopefully we'll be able to get the job done here. And good luck if you're going to, well, if you're already on board with us, you might have already purchased the selections. You know what I'm talking about here in the 8th. And finally, we wrap up things in the 9th. This is 5.5 furlongs on the turf. Starter allowance event for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. They are going to be going 5.5 furlongs on the turf, B- rating here. And good luck in the 9th race. It's a nice way to end the card. And also, hopefully, if you're alive in the pick 6, you spread a little bit here because it's a competitive race to close out the day. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Friday. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, we'll be back with you on Saturday morning for another edition of Today at Santa Anita. Have a great rest of your Friday. This is Eddie the Hat. I'll be talking to you again real soon.